This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. And Happy New Year. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, it's 60 down on the island in Galveston this morning. Cloudy, few showers developing during the afternoon today. High of 63, east-northeast winds will be 10 to 20. And that rain chance today, 30%. Then tonight, showers early, cloudy overnight with a low of, looks like about 59 for a low. East-northeast winds 10 to 20, and that rain chance 40% tonight. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 65, east-northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. So a little bit off this front, but not like what we have coming. We have a good one coming next week, so we'll welcome that. I know the hunters are sure like it. That's a fact anyway. So looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We had one, a high at 2:04 a.m., a 1.1. Then we have a low coming up at 11:22 a.m. It's a negative 0.7. And then a high at 8:09 p.m., a 1.0. And then a low tonight at 11:25 p.m., an 0.9. 7:14 is a.m. is sunrise, 5:33 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is showing 3%. All right, looking at current conditions right now around the complex, looks like a northeast wind at about 12, 13 at the North Jetty. Eagle Point is 10. Up at Morgan's Point, it's northeast at 8, pretty much the same at San Luis Pass and Rollover Pass, 9 and 8. So, not a lot of wind for now, and conditions look good. Temperatures are right. Looks favorable for whatever you'd like to do in the outdoors today. So, all right, well, let's get the new year started off on the right foot, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Oh, the call dropped, so we'll get him back, see what's up with that, but... yeah, it was, oh, man, what a fun, much-needed vacation. I am rested up big time, ready to roll, and had some just wonderful hunts. just amazing how many deer I looked over in that amount of time in 7 days. A lot of I think my eyes are stronger from it, from watching deer come out of the brush and disappear. And let's see if we can get him up now. All right, Bill, I don't know why we dropped, but we did, but we're on now. What's up, bud?
Hey, I have no idea how that happened.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you, brother. How did your hunt go?
Oh, it was just amazing. I mean, I didn't get the deer I want, you know, that big eight I've been looking for forever. But, man, I saw a lot of people would have shot good mature eights, but just I wasn't going to, you know, waste it, you know, just let it go another year or let somebody else have it. But I saw a lot of beautiful bucks. I mean, it wasn't ideal hunting weather. The mornings were, you know, you had nice cool temperatures in the morning, but those 92 to 95 afternoons were just brutal in the stand.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's horrible.
You climb up in a stand about 3:30, and I mean, it was like a pressure cooker in there. You'd have to open all the windows up and leave the door open and just air it out. And then once you get it cooled down, you close the door and then kind of do some peekaboo out of the windows. But man.
I hate it when it turns off hot like that. Oh,
but, you know, it didn't affect the movement much. You know, the evening hunts were relatively slower than the mornings, but you didn't see as many deer, but there was still movement. I mean, the rut's on. I mean, it's wide open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's,
I mean, every buck
down
I
there.
Saw, he'd walk out, and his tongue's hanging out, and they're all walking around, just wandering around. I hunted the same stand pretty much every hunt. I've hunted a couple others, but I stuck with that one because of the big deer I've seen over the years out of there. I only saw the same buck once on all the hunts I did out of that stand. I mean,
no kidding.
They're just moving through, yeah, looking for hot does, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was this one big 9-point that I couldn't tell whether he's bigger than the 9 I have on the wall. I let him walk several times. He showed up like 5 hunts in a row. I mean, he was locked in. He had him a doe there and a rub and a scrape, and he wasn't leaving it.
No, they lock them down like that.
But he looked like a 6-year-old deer.
He probably was pretty mature.
Somebody'll take him. That'll be a nice trophy for somebody. And
well, so you just had fun watching and didn't.
Well, I got me a couple of scrubs. You know, and that was the hardest thing to do, was find a cull buck. You know. An old buck with ratchet head horns, you know, or an older spike. And I got me a couple to take to the Belleville, but it wasn't easy. I mean, it was hard to, man, he's got so many 2- and 3- and 4-year-old deer that are just absolutely, they're going to be, man, if they make it to 5 or 6 years, they're going to be great deer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for low fence deer, I mean, it ain't, you can't compare it to a high fence, but for deer, these are beautiful deer, man.
Yeah, that's, but, you know, low fences, I enjoy hunting low fence a lot.
Yes.
But I did get to go up to my buddy's place here the other day. And
did you? Cool.
Yeah, up at Detroit.
Right. Detroit, Texas.
Beautiful place up there, almost to the Red River.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 960 acres of high fence.
Right.
And man, oh man,
that'll ruin you. Just flat out.
Yeah. Every evening behind the back of the house, he has feeders back there.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw 12 points and 10 points and big old, you know, big rack deer for 2.5-year-old deer.
Yeah.
They were just beautiful. And I got to shoot a doe. It rained the whole time we were there, but one afternoon it broke clear and I got to shoot a big doe. Man, I'm telling you. It was nip and tuck, right? Late. I almost couldn't see.
Right.
You know, that's where the value of good optics comes into play.
Yes, no doubt.
Man, oh man. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, that's one of the finest deer I've ever killed. That doe weighed 116 pounds. We weighed her on scale. And man, I'm talking about a big doe.
Yeah.
Looks like a horse laying on the ground. That's a little bit bigger and fatter and protein fed and some of the best meat you ever put in your mouth. Man, oh man, that guy takes good care of his animals. But
I never saw a skinny or sickly
I
looking
think maybe deer the dog. Ranch might be for sale. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Buy it.
There's somebody will buy it.
All it is money.
That's it.
Can't take it with you.
Well, if I had a little bit, a little bit more cash in pocket.
Yeah, that's big money. Big money.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit long a tooth to be handling 7 miles of fence and, trying to keep place up like that. I'd have to hire a couple of employees to help me.
I don't know how Blaine stays on top of his stuff with just a few of them there are, but they do.
Yeah.
Everything's operational and just, man, they do such a great job with everybody.
That's a big job.
It is.
Taking care of that much land.
It is. It really is.
Doesn't matter whether it's high fence, low fence, or what, it's still hard to get, it's just an effort. Everybody has to fill those feeders every day, every other day or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they keep their feeders full, but, I mean, every truck leaves the camp with hunters with one of those big 55-gallon drum feeders on the back. And, I mean, we were going through a pallet of corn a day. That's just driving the Sedaris. Feeders are already there and going off every morning and every evening. And just
unreal.
And they were eating it up. I wish we could have gotten just a little bit of rain while I was there. That place is getting severely dry. I mean, the quail run across the Sendero and leave a dust trail. Seriously. It's dry, man.
And we've been rained on here for days. I mean,
I was a nervous wreck, all the alerts going off my phone and looking to see what was going over this way with those storms the other day. And, man, that was some gnarly weather.
Yes, it was. And, there we were all the way up, close to the Red River and, 5.5-6 hours away. And wasn't nothing we could do about it.
No.
Just hope it missed.
Exactly.
Good. Yeah, it hit some people pretty hard. Tore up some stuff.
Tornadoes and man, when have you seen that in December in our area?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nuts.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, it is.
But I have not been fishing.
I'm kind of ready to go now after hunting for.
Yeah,
so long,
me too.
I'm kind of ready to go. Yeah. Burn a few lures.
Yeah, absolutely.
I needed that. I hadn't felt this good in years. Man, that was a great vacation.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know you enjoyed that.
Well, I look forward to it, Eric. It gives you something to look forward to, to work for.
I've got one more hunt planned, a day hunt. Yeah, and I didn't kill all the deer I needed to kill at San Augustine up there, so I'll have to go back on the 6th, I think, maybe 6th of January. We'll meet up there and just do a day hunt, and it'll be score or no score.
Well, we'll get some good weather in. I'd like to get me a couple of duck hunts in before the season's over too.
Oh yeah, I haven't been able to do that either.
No, so. I never did get hooked up on the right weather, you know, while I was off and able to do it. But
yeah.
Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang with me.
All right.
Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups from up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. And welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I am back with you.
Well, I had something funny happen to me. I thought I'd had some pretty awesome hunts and a lot of cool stuff happen while I was there. And when I left New Year's Eve day, I made a hunt that morning, and then got the truck and pulled off the county road onto the blacktop, and I'm heading towards that first checkpoint, you know, the Border Patrol checkpoint, and I'm about halfway there, and I look up in the road and said, what is standing in the road in the middle of the highway up there? And there was a guy behind me in a truck. He was kind of pushing me, and I'm already going over the speed limit, and I'm going, why don't he just pass me if he had of and kept... He was in a hurry to go somewhere, and I get up a little further, and I look, and I said, man, that's not deer. What is that in the road? There was about a 12 to 14 big Rio Grande turkeys right in the middle of the highway. I've never seen anything so stupid in all my life. So I got down on my brakes, and before I got to them, I slowed down to about 10 miles an hour, and I went through those turkeys, and they're just scattering like quail. One of them, I don't know whether my bumper hit him, but he jumped up on the hood, walked across my hood, and then flew off. And they were all gobblers. Every one of them had beards. Every single one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And that guy behind me is waving his hands, and I can see him laughing in the side mirror. He was cracking up. He couldn't understand why I slammed on the brakes like I did. But can you imagine hitting a flock of turkeys like that going about 70?
Oh, no. It would have been busted windshields and dents everywhere.
Probably radiator gone, grill, everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have made a mess, I'll tell you that.
All that stuff's made out of plastic anymore.
I mean, at 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, why were those turkeys standing in the middle of the road like that? I don't understand it.
It leaves you to wonder. I mean... They could have
Unless
been
somebody's feeder
right
was
there.
Leaking bad and it had grain all over the road. I don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe, you know, maybe they were out there just pecking on corn.
But I thought I'd seen it all.
That is just incredible. I've never seen them standing
yeah,
in the highway.
Nuts, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that had to be a fun experience. You got off the gas real quick, didn't you?
I saved plenty of wildlife for the turkey hunters.
Yeah,
man, if I hadn't hit the brakes, it'd have been a bloody mess.
Oh golly,
there'd have been turkeys flopping everywhere.
Yep,
it was a pile of them.
Yeah, so you didn't actually get to hunt any turkey while you were down there, huh?
No, they've got a lot of turkey this year for whatever reason. I guess they had the rains at the right time. They come and go down that way. That's not a real good turkey area.
I mean,
you can hunt them, but there's just so many deer. And I've never seen quail like they have down there this year. It's just it's totally amazing how many coveys of quail there is in that part of the country.
Well, did you get to shoot any of those?
No, there was too many deer hunters. We couldn't quail hunt.
Well, just, hey.
You know, too many people deer hunting. You don't want to mess them up.
Yeah, I understand that. That's probably why there's so many quail.
No, he's done quite a few quail hunts through the season. And, I mean, deer season will be over here in a couple of weeks. And then, man, he's booked out on quail hunts till the end of February. And they're going to smoke.
That's got to be a fun hunt.
Oh, it's
never,
a blast.
Never hunted blue quail.
You know, and as hot as it was, I never saw a rattlesnake. I saw a few drags. But not one snake was killed while I was there for six days.
Well, maybe they, maybe they're kind of getting thinned out. You'd think there'd be plenty of them down there.
That's Snake City around there.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, they killed three over 6 feet long in one day.
Hmm. Oh. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, that'll make you slide them snake boots on every hunt.
Oh, well. Yeah, because they got some thick cover down there.
I do.
And sometimes you have to walk through it.
Yeah, I'm just amazed, you know, how many times Travis and Craig and all of them, they're tracking deer through that thick brush country and never been hit.
Well, I'll tell you what, if one of them rattles at me on a hunt, I'm pretty well done for that day. I'm telling you, I just do not like those things.
I hunted in a ground blind one time.
They're pretty terrifying.
And
a big six-footer like that, oh, man. Yeah, my buddy's got them on his ranch up at Detroit. Mm. They got bona fide timber rattlers up
timber
there.
Timber rattlers and probably eastern diamondbacks up there.
Oh, yeah, they got, he said they've killed several in the 6-7 foot range.
Mm, mm, mm.
Since he's been up there, he's had that place for about, oh, I don't know, probably 19 years, and they've killed quite a few. I said, man, I wouldn't have thought of this as rattlesnake country. He said, oh, but it is.
Yeah, you know that place I hunted over there in Liberty County that Crocker had? It was loaded with, you know, them small timber rattlers. They were all over the place. You can't kill them. That's against the law to kill a timber rattler. But you can't,
well,
you know, an eastern or a western diamondback.
I'd shoot one right in front of the game warden.
He writes you a ticket.
Hey, he can write one all he wants to. I'm not going to let anything like that live around me. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel about it. It's just go ahead. Well, you know, I guess we ought to talk about fishing a little bit.
Well, it is an outdoor show. Hunting's just as good, but
yeah, it is good.
It's hard to talk about fishing. You and I hadn't done any of it in the last 2 weeks, so or I haven't.
It's been about two. It's been a week and a half, since I've been, but. And now we've got all this rain kind of moving things around.
Yeah.
And it's rained way up in northern Texas pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking at that radar. All our watershed got a lot of rain.
Yeah. So the Rayburn's filling back up, I'm sure. And Toledo Bend's probably pretty near full. But, you know, I think some of that will come down. I figure that it's going to be mid-Lake South is what it's going to be. And then that causes you to have to play the cold fronts because that pushes, you know, those big cold fronts come in and blow, and we're fixing to get a good one. And all of that stuff's going to keep that lower end tore up. Mm-hmm. So fishing is going to be a little difficult, but we'll be able to catch some.
I'm looking at Rayburn now. It's a little less than a foot below pool.
Yeah, it's so good enough.
Come up a lot.
But they're probably still trying to work on that dam. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, what? That's a government job, so you never know. They don't have to produce. They just have to collect their check. Well, that could be a problem for us. You know, I don't know what they'll do with that.
A lot of water out of there this year.
Yeah, they sure did. And it caused our fish to be bottled up down south where everybody could get at them. Mm. I mean, I wasn't the only one catching them. I tried to catch them all, but alas, there were others doing the same thing.
Can't be done.
Yeah,
you
can't catch them all.
No, sir.
But anyway, I went ahead and sent my check off to Louisiana and got my license for another year.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, happy Christmas to Louisiana. I do that every year.
How much is it now for a non-resident guide license out of Louisiana?
$2,000.
$2,000. Wow.
Yes, sir.
They're proud.
I'll have to be thinking about that for next year. I'm just not too sure I've got it in me to write that check.
Sound like they don't want anybody from Texas fishing in their waters.
They don't want anybody from Texas. Just they want our money, but you know, I think they don't want us guides being over there. There's something that's going on with that, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you know, they've got some kind of protection going on for their guides. But I mean, I live on a border pond. You know, that's
right.
It's just not right that they sock it to us like that, but
yeah, I don't know why for that body of water that there isn't some kind of reciprocating, you know.
Oh yeah,
agreement.
Everybody ought to
Texas
be able to go where they want to go.
Sure,
it shouldn't be that expensive, but oh well. It's either that or go bass fishing.
Yeah. Now, Toledo Bend's different, right?
Yeah, Toledo Bend's different. You can guide all over Toledo Bend.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's weird.
Yeah, it is different. I don't know why they won't change it down south, you know, your backyard.
Well, yeah, it's, they keep waiting. It's going to be too late for me.
Yeah.
I am a little bit older. I mean, you know, another day older and deeper in debt. Remember that old Tennessee Ernie Ford song?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, though.
Heart.
Yeah, there'll be fish to catch this year, and I'm still able to fish everywhere I want to fish. So. Without looking over my shoulder.
Well, 2025, we shall see.
Wow, that just seems incredible, doesn't it? 2025 is already here. Last year just went flying by.
Everybody I talk to agrees how fast the year 24 was. It was pretty quick.
Man. Well, I swear. Well, hopefully things will be a little bit better this year. We'll see.
I'm trying to be positive about it. All the resolutions and positive attitudes. Hey, here we go.
Here we go. And here's to some 6 and 7 pound trout.
Yes, sir. Man, just a bunch of 4 and 5s would be nice.
It would be. Absolutely.
Well, they weren't hurt as far from the fisherman's standpoint. I mean, with the three fish limit, so a lot of fish made it through the system to grow this upcoming year. So,
well, they sure did.
They got to start getting bigger.
Well, when you have, you know, when you have water pushing them around, fresh water's pushing them around. That confuses the issue.
Well, those big fish just don't like that. You know, the smaller fish, they can thrive in that brackish water, fresh water, because that's pretty much where they're born, is, and that's where they hatch.
Yeah.
They're more accustomed to it, but, you know, the bigger fish that like that saltier water, it affects them. That's the big movements off the adult fish.
Well, maybe one day we'll get several salty years back to back, and
it'll all change. Well, we had 9 years of floods, straight years.
And we had that drought last year, and that was, from August on through December, it was dry.
Yeah, but the damage and all was that done did in the spring.
All that did was kill trees. Kill all pine trees around here. I mean, big pine trees, and they're falling out on the highway across the high line and every kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, the weather changes, and we're not really in control of that.
No, that's just a... It's the way it's been for millions of years. We just deal with, you know, play the cards we're dealt. We'll just hang with it. All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy. I'm glad all's well, and we made another year. Looking forward to another one. So if somebody wants to call you about fishing with you in 2025, it's time. Get on the boat.
It is. It is. 409-673-9211.
For fishsabinelake.com. Well, Bill, it's good talking to you. You have a good day, and I'll check in with you Saturday and see what we can talk about, brother.
You bet, man.
See you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. All right. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Ally deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with Mr. Richard Tosh this morning, the fish dude, see what he's up to. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Mickey. How about yourself?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. How was that hunt this year?
It was fun. It was really good.
There you go. There you go. Well, hopefully you didn't get none of that dang tornado action around here.
No, we could have used it. We needed some rain big time. It was dry and hot. It was like 42, 45 in the mornings, and then it was 95 in the afternoons.
Good night. Good night.
How
that's
about
horrible.
That for a temperature, you know, swing.
That is a big swing. There ain't no doubt about that. Goodness. At least them dang old hybrids finally started biting for you pretty good. So that's good. I'm happy. I had John Nobles and his grandson out. Was it Tuesday, I think?
John Nobles.
Yeah, you know who he is.
Yeah,
the retired
fireman from Conroe. I used to
fishing
all the time, man. Great guy.
That's what he said.
So much fun to fish with. What a great guy.
Oh, he's a hoot. I'll tell you what, when he got them hybrids going, that grandson, he was giving him blues, because every time that grandson grab a rod, it'd be a big one. And John's be a little, you know, they're not small by any means, but he always got the smaller ones for some odd reason, but that's all right. That's all right. That grandson had a good time. So we limited out on hybrids, and they went and limited on catfish too. So
that's all that matters.
That's it, boy. And that boy had fun, so that's the main thing. They picked up on it pretty dang quick, so that's another thing, you know, especially on the catfish and the way I do it. And I tell everybody, this is something that you've never fished this way before, so we just, all you got to do is pay attention, and you'll start catching them pretty quick. And they caught on pretty dang quick, so it wasn't too bad at all. It was a hoot anyway. Started off a little cool, but it was nice and clear. That's the main thing. And that is what's so funny about them dang old hybrids, because I think it was the day before or maybe a couple of days before we were out, and it was kind of overcast and stuff. And I told them, I said, they're going to be slow. I mean, they just, when it's cloudy, they just don't bite as well. So that's what happened. They just didn't bite as well. We only kept eight of them, then I think we went catfish and had like 56 on top of that. So it wasn't too bad, but, you know, I had to work for them whenever it's cloudy. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand if they can see the bait better with the sun out or what it is. I don't get it. But when it's sunny, those hybrids do really well. When it's cloudy, they're just not as active or aggressive anyway. So, but it's fun. I mean, that's trying to just figure them out is the hardest part. You know, once you get them figured out, it's a hoot. So, especially this time of year, I guarantee you, because they're all big. You know, I mean, like the ones the other day when John was in the boat, the biggest part of them were over 6 pounds, 6 to 7 pound fish.
Sweet.
So, Yeah, and then, you know, the smaller ones were 5.5. So that's, like I say, they were smaller, but they weren't small by any means.
Solid fish, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And full like a freight train. So you can't ask for no more than that. I mean, good night. Them sunguns, when they bury a rod down in the water, you know, you got them about, I think they're 7 foot, 10 inch rods. When they take and there's only about 2.5 foot out of the water, that's that them rascals are pulling hard. Yeah. I mean, they do not slack up at all, and it's just a blast to see them do that. So, and I, you know, I keep the drags cranked back on them quite a bit, so just so they don't burn everything up and break everything. But yeah, man, it's crazy how hard them fish pull. But it's good. I love it. That's the biggest part. But I still hadn't got a, you know, 8 at a time going. I've only had, for the past few weeks, only get 2, maybe 3 at a time. I think there was one day we did have 4 going at the same time. So it's fun when you get them going all at the same time. That's the goal every time I go out there. Get every one of them fired up.
Multiple hookups.
Absolutely. That way you get to pulling on all them rascals and you say, okay, this is a hoot right here. So it's I love it. I just love when them knuckleheads pull, because they pull so dang hard. It's just unreal. And then every once in a while you catch that random largemouth out there, and maybe even a catfish. You'll catch catfish every once in a while. Like the other day, I think we caught a blue cat out there. It's probably about 2.5, 3 pounds doing it. And then a few weeks ago, caught a blue cat out there. It was probably about 10 pounds. So it's, you never know what you're going to run across out there suspended in that stuff, because it's always, especially hybrid fishing, I'm always suspended. I'm not out on the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, that's how a lot of people mess up and don't catch them. They think everything is on the bottom. That's not the case. You know, you got certain fish that suspend, and that's how they feed. And once you figure that out, you start catching a lot more of them. You know, because it's so, like I say, it's so many people get out there, I measure my depths out between the reel and the first eye is like 21.5 inches, 22 inches. So all I do is put a little bit of extra in there, and that's 2 foot. Measure it down to whatever depth I think I need to be in, and then just set it there. And I'll catch people trying to let it all the way down to the bottom. I said, you ain't catch nothing on that one. I mean, you're just not going to. You might hang a tree, but these fish feed looking up, and if you get it below them, they ain't going to go down there to it. Oh, well, I was just trying. Well, you can keep on trying, but it's not going to work.
No.
You know, cause it just doesn't do it that way. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, especially I'll look back there, and I'll see it's slacking that line where they're dragging bottom. You know, next thing you know, it's hung up in a tree or a brush pile or something down there, and that's just what it is. But that's, you know, they get to where this is how we're going to catch fish. No, it don't work that way. Not with these. I mean, these rascals here, I've done it for too long now. I mean, if I was just beginning to learn how to catch them, it'd be a different story. I might say, yeah, it might work. But I've done it so dang long that I've just seen it. I've seen it so many times where you, at certain times of the year, you can catch them within a foot or two of the bottom, but that's it. I mean, it's just rare that it happens, but it's typically in June. They'll get down there kind of close to the bottom, and you can catch them like that. But you have to be sitting right on the break and the depth of the water that they're feeding in. And right, that's how you catch them close to the bottom. It's just because most of the time, like here, I've been in anywhere from 28 to 32 foot of water, catching fish 14, 15 feet deep. So they're coming up. They feed. That's it. They feed right in the middle of the water column for the most part. And when they do, I mean, you got to be there, because they're, I learned that so many years ago, because I kept seeing these fish sitting in 20 foot of water. I'm in 26 to 28 foot of water. I kept seeing the fish on my depth finder in 20 foot, and I dropped the baits right in front of them. And for a month, I could not catch them. And finally, I dropped them to 12 foot deep and started catching fish. It's like
making them come
what
up.
What the heck? Yeah. Yep, they wanted to come up. They didn't want to feed where they were at. They were comfortable there, just sitting there looking up. And they wouldn't eat it right in front of them. I mean, I never caught for a month, never caught one fish dropping right in them. As soon as I put it above them, they'd come up and nailed it. I mean, that's back when I was using 10 rods at a time.
Right.
So, I mean, they were drilling every one of them. It's like, good night. You know, and I mean, I'd be done in 30 minutes, no matter who I had, how many people I had in the boat, because they were doing it.
Right. All right, Richard.
What's up?
I got to roll. Got to go check in with Charlie P. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com. Or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, man. Well, have a good day, Richard. Good talking to you.
Yes,
see
sir.
You,
Happy New Year. Have fun.
All right, buddy.
Same to you.
Bye. All right. All right, let's run down to Matagorda and check in with Charlie P. this morning. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Welcome back.
I'm back, man. It's good to be back. Well, kind of. Yeah. I sure still like to be down there. That was fun, man.
I know. I know what you mean.
Blaine and I have been friends since elementary school, and I don't get to see him a lot during hunting season. It sure is good to go down there and spend time with him.
Yeah, you can't get a better friend than that. That's
no,
a good one.
Good as gold. They don't come any better.
Yep. Did y'all have your seafood fry again this year?
Oh, yeah. We did that up on my birthday. It was very good. Oysters and shrimp and speckled trout.
Oh, hard to beat, man. Hard to beat.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I bet you gained a few pounds on that trip.
You will if you hang around that kitchen too much. Them boys that Blaine's got, old Pedro and Mario, boy, they'll put it on you.
Yeah, well, glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was fun, man. Well, how'd your old year end up while I was gone? Did you catch any good fish while I was out of the area?
Well, you know, really hadn't been catching any more of those really big fish, but, you know, a lot of 19 to 23-inch fish.
Right.
Let's see, I fished Sunday and Monday, and the weather was just absolutely gorgeous, and caught a lot of fish, and it's the way it's been. It's been good. Fishing's right. Good. I'm going to fish today, and tomorrow I don't have anything for Saturday, and then I got some waders for Sunday.
Yeah.
So it should be good. It always is this time of year. Just you can't catch them at the house. You got to go to get them.
No, you can't.
No. Now this, you know, we're supposed to have a pretty good cold front coming next week. So
yeah, we are. It's just what we need.
You know, we're still not catching a lot of redfish in East Matagorda Bay. They just hadn't fallen out. I mean, I saw them fall out for about 3 days, and then they went right back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can go down to West Matagorda Bay if you want to make the trip down there and wade fish and catch all the redfish you want to catch.
Right.
So Randy Mossick did that New Year's Eve. He said it was stupid. He said it was everywhere he went.
Wow.
Caught trout and reds.
You'd think East Bay would be the same way.
I don't know. Something's different this year, Mickey. The birds have not worked. There's still no sand trout. Just weird. Plenty of good speckled trout to catch. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, 2024 was just a different year.
Yeah. I have noticed that those oysters are trying to grow back. Even when I was wade fishing a lot back in October and early November on those chinkapin reefs, I couldn't believe how big those reefs are getting. They're expanding, you know. And
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you try to walk across the top of them, and it ain't easy. You got to go around them. You know, those oysters are growing back. So I don't know.
This habitat is definitely the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. We didn't have them for a while, and when Bink had a big Christmas party, and I went to it, and the head oyster guy was there, and I asked him about East Bay, and he said, "Well, there ain't no oysters in it." He said, "That's why it's closed." And
yeah, not like I told him, you know, before.
Yeah, yeah, but they're coming back. They are coming back.
Time is the great healer.
Yes, sir.
And we're running out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We'll just keep releasing these good fish, and I think we're going to see a big difference this year. I really do.
I'm with you. Looking forward to it.
If you get the itch to want to come over here and fish, we're not booked every day. I'll be glad to take you.
I'll stay in touch with you if you're not. I'll find a day that I'm off and you're off. I'll definitely slide over there and go cut a fishing trip with you, brother.
It's no problem.
Been a long time, man.
We can do it. Bring old Rez with you.
Oh God, you think we can put up with him for one day?
I think so.
Oh, what a character. We were talking about your ears should have been burning New Year's Eve because I went to his, he grilled steaks and invited us over and we had our little New Year's party. All us old, nobody made it till midnight. Well, I did. I got home and made it till midnight and I said, man, I'm wore out from hunting every day. I'm going to bed. So I laid up like an alligator yesterday and watched football. Boy, that was some good football, man. That was long.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody, multiple heart attacks. What a game.
Yeah, and that's a dirty dog shame what happened in New Orleans, too.
That's so sad.
It's unbelievable.
But we got a game today. We can watch Sugar Bowl today.
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
All right, Charlie P. Well, look, man, I'm glad you made it another year like the rest of us, and looking forward to a lucrative year in 2025. Somebody wants to get with you and cut a weight or pop a drift, how they get a hold of you, man?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
Oh, and I saw where you're going to do a deal on Angler U coming up in, what was this month or February? I can't remember the date.
It's on the 14th. Caleb called me and asked me to do it, and I'd be glad to help him out.
Well, that'll be a bonus treat for all of their listeners. That'll be great.
Look forward to doing it for them.
I wonder when they were going to get a good old timer like you on there. All right, man. Well, Charlie, have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. You be safe, my friend.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, buddy. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.